I was just remembering that I don't remember a lot of my childhood when people remind me.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Just it can mean many things.
Oh, but can you give me a specific or one
it
that's
It can
higher?
Mean you're suppressing something.
Okay.
It can mean that you were focused on something and may not necessarily need to pay attention to other things. It can mean many different kinds of things. It can mean that it's your way of helping you focus in the present instead of the past. It can mean many different kinds of things.
Okay.
It's up to you to decide what that means for you and to explore yourself.
But there's so many parts that I don't remember.
Yes.
That I'm afraid to...
If you are afraid to remember, that can be a stronger indication that there may be some suppression.
Uh-huh.
Is there some technique that you would feel comfortable with to allow yourself to bring those memories forth?
No.
Are you saying there's no technique you're aware of or no technique you're comfortable
with? I'm not aware of.
Such as hypnotherapeutic regression? Such as meditation? Such as, riding one of your roller coasters? A really scary one? I'm not being facetious. Many of you will find that when you put yourselves in that kind of a controlled danger, you will invoke memories. You will rattle them free. Also, deep neuromuscular therapy massage. Not just a nice little massage. Deep neuromuscular therapy massage. Deep. Will press neurological points where certain memory patterns are stored and many times will cause emotional release that will bring back the memory. There are any number of ways you can avail yourself of techniques that can jog your memory in a way that might then be at least pleasant for you and in a way that you feel you can integrate and deal with. You follow?
Yes, thank
you. So use your imagination, but the idea is put yourself in some kind of immediacy and therefore with a willingness and a desire and a little bit of creative pressure, you can squeeze some of those memories free if you want to. All right.
Thank you. I do. Thanks.
Does that help you?
Yes, it helps me.
Thank you. What?
I'm here.
One moment.
I'm here.
Proceed.
I know that I have the gift of intuition.
All right, but first of all, what happened to... Hello, good day.
Hello, good day.
Thank you. Good day.
Good day. I believe that I have the gift of intuition. I also believe that I was a 12th century Cistercian monk.
One moment. The mail over here. Yes, you. Say, I am number two. Yes, and so, Mr.
I am number one. Anyway,
yes.
Last winter when we were in Colombia.
Yes.
Not Colombia. We were in several places. Colombia, we were in a monastery.
Yes.
And there was an exact likeness of me on the wall.
Yes.
So much so that two tours stopped. The tour guides were in absolute befuddlement.
Yes.
Because my resemblance was exactly that.
Yes, and this is supposed to be mysterious.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Is this supposed to be mysterious or strange?
I don't think it's mysterious at all.
All right, then, thank you.
I know you don't project the future. Do you speak at all to the past?
Again, it's much the same thing. Here's the idea. Again, you make connections when you make them from here. But what you are doing in this case is this. There have actually been a number of lives in which you have garnered or created for yourself genetically an almost identical appearance. You did this, in a sense, to actually leave markers for yourself throughout history, so that they would be trigger points for you to bring you back in touch with the image that reminds you of your core natural self. Clever of you. You follow? Yes,
yes,
no, maybe?
Well, perhaps.
Perhaps? Was that a difficult concept? Is something not clear about that concept?
Not particularly.
Throughout different lives, you have do you understand that you choose your different lives?
Yes.
All right. Do you understand that you can also choose, to some degree, the way you actually look in that life?
Yes.
Then what you have done throughout history is chosen many lives wherein you look pretty much the same. Are you following me so far? As you do right now. You following me?
Yes.
Therefore, it would be most likely that somewhere throughout history, likenesses of yourself would be left in different places at different times so that you would then, by coming across that likeness in one lifetime or another, trigger yourself back into the energy that would bring you back into discovery and research of certain ideas and concepts of consciousness. So you left markers for yourself that would key you back into a certain frequency. And this marker you have used is similarity of likeness in many different lifetimes. Are you following me now?
Yes, I've seen this likeness at least 4 times.
That's what I'm saying. You've left a trail of similar likenesses all over the place so that you would run across them and be reminded of who you are energetically. You follow that now?
Yeah.
All right. Very clever. Does that help you?
Yeah, I believe that the future holds for me to be back in that place again, in that monastic place.
If you wish. Do you wish?
There's a very large part of me that does, yes.
The choice will be made primarily once you translate into spirit. What you may be feeling right now is the urge that you are giving yourself to simply be in that place in your own future, in this life, energetically, rather than literally. Because for many of you, again, I know this is a linear phrase, but for many of you, not all of you necessarily, and you can decide what you wish to decide in terms of incarnating again, but for most of you, this is your last life in this cycle. Many of you may not translate back into Earth lives after this life. But it's up to you. If you feel that it will serve some purpose and some benefit for you or others, then yes, you may continue to decide to follow through with that. But it is not set and will not be set until such time as you actually translate into spirit. But for right now, you can use that feeling of being tugged toward that state and that place to simply allow yourself to exist in that state in this life in whatever way you deem is most appropriate. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Does this help you?
Yeah. The present confusion that I have,
yes,
is the same confusion that's been expressed by quite a few here.
Yes, and that
and it's
is?
It's all on a material plane. What do I do about job? Where will I live? What do I do about money?
Well, have you been listening?
And I'm sorry, I don't have that confusion, okay?
Oh, all right, thank you.
Okay? I relate to that confusion, is what
all
I mean.
All right, what does that mean?
What that means is that I reject it. I absolutely reject that confusion as to job, title, money, house, where I'm going to be.
All right, so what you're saying is that mindset is simply not who you are.
Right.
All right,
where
and so
who I am is at this very moment under this tree, right?
Yes.
Now, this moment.
Yes.
Not yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Yes.
Or next week.
Yes.
Or any concern about being president of whatever.
All right. And therefore, you brought up the idea for what purpose?
Simply to express myself.
And why did you feel the need to express yourself in that way?
Because I believe that I'm going through some serious life changes.
Yes.
That have accomplished this for me. You know,
yes.
Some changes that have made this all possible.
So you are making a statement that you have allowed yourself to exist in a state that allows you to no longer be concerned about issues that many people on your planet are concerned about. Is that what you're saying?
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm done.
Number two. And to you, good day. Yes.
Bashar.
Good day.
Good day. We meet again.
All right. For the very first time.
For the very first time. I have a question.
Yes.
When we met in Egypt, do you remember?
I will remember what I need to.
Okay. We're doing an exercise in the tent looking at the pyramid.
Yes.
And you told me to move.
Yes.
And I did.
Yes.
And then you came back and I went in to the vortex into your forehead. Do you remember that?
And
I can't remember what we talked about.
So?
It bothers me. I'd like to know.
Why does it bother you?
There's something that came up, and I feel that it's time now to express.
All
to
right.
Experience.
Then in what way are you following your joy and excitement in life? Or, if you wish, if it's easier, what way are you not?
That's true. I'm not... You're right. I'm making a living. I'm doing a lot of work. It could be fun, but more fun... My excitement would be to assist people in healing.
In what way specifically? Is there a particular form of expression that you are saying excites you more than any other at this particular moment?
Form of expression
in
healing?
Yes, in terms of healing.
Yes.
What kind?
Self-healing.
Self-healing?
Yes.
Yes. Is there a particular methodology that it excites you to apply?
Do you do it
through touch, through energy, through herbs, through the idea of talking? How do you wish to do it? Or do you wish to do it in a number of ways?
Just talking.
All right, talking. So, what? Sharing ideas, sharing concepts, presenting concepts?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
That's one.
Oh, all right. And you will begin to do this, or have you begun to do this?
I have begun to do this.
All right. Are you doing it in the most exciting way you can possibly imagine doing it?
No.
All right. Is there another way you could be doing it that's more exciting?
I could, yes.
All right. Will you start doing it that way?
Not just yet.
Why not?
I have a question about it.
Oh, all right. What is that question?
The concept that I'm using.
Which is?
Going back to an earlier time or a previous life.
Yes.
And seeing what experience that I didn't learn from. And then bring
yes.
that forward.
Yes.
Learn what I need to.
Yes.
And then I can change
yes.
from dis-ease to
yes.
at ease.
Yes. This is absolutely like any tool, completely and utterly valid. At the same time, understand it's only a convenience.
Okay.
It's not literal, it's a convenience. But it's absolutely valid as a tool if that is what is representative of your path of least resistance and your strongest definitional beliefs as to what will work for you.
Okay.
By all means, if that's what you identify with energetically, then yes, use it creatively, imaginatively, and it will work. But understand at the same time, it is only a convenience that you are creating. Because you're not really hampered by anything that happened in the past.
That's it. You know, I listen to your tapes, Bashar.
Yes.
And you're telling me I don't need to do all that.
Yes. Well, you know, we deliver information at one point in the transmission, and when we feel that it is time for simpler information, we deliver that. The idea is that this has been, over the last 15 of your Earth years, a progression in the delivering of information.
Yes.
Sometimes first we would deliver ideas of processes and techniques that involve some complexity. But as you begin to get the idea that you're the creators of your reality, then we can reflect that back to you through simpler and simpler and simpler ideas until such time as we can say, just do it. And you don't necessarily need any other technique. But at the same time, we tell you, if you desire another technique, bless you and use it.
Well, I did that.
All right.
I advised someone to just do that.
Yes.
And they brought the disease back.
Yes, well, why?
They didn't, because I don't believe that they learned what they needed to learn when they brought the disease
okay.
forward.
Well, that's all right. So, you have to know that when you talk about helping other people, you're only really helping them when it's unconditional help. And that means you have to let it be all right for them to not be helped.
Ah. Yes.
If it's conditional, you're not helping. And you're not providing the example that they need to understand that they can really allow themselves to choose something and make a change and allow themselves not to choose that thing again. But sometimes the lesson is for them. Sometimes the lesson is for the healer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Again, remember, what you're doing is you are helping people unconditionally, and if someone might have, I'm not saying this is necessarily the case in this instance as you pointed it out, but just as an example, if someone decides that they have a vested interest in being sick, and they insist that going to a healer will not help them, and then if they go and they aren't helped, then you have helped them prove their point to someone else, and that's what they actually went to you for, was to prove their point to someone else and insist that their belief is real. And so in that sense, you've helped them play their game, and that's all right. If you know that's what you're doing, then you understand you have helped them. And by being unconditional about it, you've actually paradoxically given them more opportunity later to perhaps choose to do something different. But not because they have to, because that's not what healing is about. Healing is about allowance on all levels, not about insistence. Insistence is what creates disease to begin with. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Does this help?
Absolutely. Now I have another question.
Yes.
Egypt.
Yes.
It was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yes.
The opening of the secret chamber.
Yes.
Are there dangers?
No.
We don't have to worry about the wall coming down or knives coming at you. Or
no.
Nothing at all.
No.
They said
because
that
the ones
dangerous.
Who will open it will be the right ones.
I see. The opening, can it be down in the pit to When you get into the pit, there's a hole